The first halacha daf mem gimel amud alef, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph halacha Yud Beis says, many people that got together to eat bread or drink wine, and one of them made a bracha and all answered amen, they're all mutter to eat or drink. But if they didn't have kavanah to eat as one, each one comes in their own. Even though they're eating from one bread, everyone makes a bracha on themselves. When is it said, but bread and wine alone. But other food and drinks doesn't need a seva. Only if one of them made a bracha and they all answered amen, they're all considered eating and drinking, even though they weren't kavanah to have a seva like one of them. The Ravid says, I'm wondering, why did he leave over the Ikkadar Amr that according to Rabbi Yechon, that's mashma that bread and wine helps a seva, but other things doesn't even help a seva, and everyone makes a bracha for themselves, and it's a chumrah. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simon, Reshit Gimel Sifalov says, on all fruits and other things except for bread and wine, if they're eating two or more people, one guy part of his friend even without a seva, but you have to sit. Dafka bread and wine needs to lean back. But according to us, the yeshiva is like a seva, like them. The fees are according to us that we don't have a seva. There's no difference between bread and wine and other things. Because sitting, even bread and wine, one guy can make for all of them. And if it's not sitting, other things, everyone has to make their own thing, their own bracha, even on other foods. This was said, one guy makes a bracha for all of them, other things, except for bread. That's dafka bracha shein. Bracha shein, you have to be mechalik. Because you don't not mazama for fruit, and everyone has to make their own bracha because they ain't zimun apayas. The Rambam says some say that all things except for bread and wine doesn't help a seva. What the yeshiva is done won't even help. Therefore, the noyik today that by fruits everyone makes their own bracha. The Rambam brachas perkdal the lachid bay says Shabbos yontiv and or a suda after you let blood or when he comes out of the bathhouse a chizma when a person's kriya suda on wine. If he made a bracha on the wine before the meal, Mipatas the wine they drank after the meal, before he benches. But in the other days of the year, he has to go back and make another bracha, but if you're going on the wine, that's after the benching. If wine came in the middle of the meal, everyone makes a bracha on themselves because people are swallowing and they're busy and they can't answer amen properly. And it doesn't part of the wine that's after the mazon. The Aruch Chaim Simon. Kuf Ayin Dalet, Sif Ches. Says on wine in the middle of the meal, everyone has to make a bracha on themselves, even if they all got leaning together. And the Ramos says because they can't answer amen, because we're worried that maybe Shamayakdim Kon Leveshad will go into the windpipe. And the Ramos says some say that if he said Savri Raboisa and they'll hear and be Vacham to the bracha, and they won't eat then at that point, and they'll answer amen, then one guy can make a bracha for all of them, that's our minig. And he should say Savri Raboisa, meaning Savrim Atamatsa Bracha, are you Savrim? It doesn't say Bashus Raboisa. And saying to any time he says on wine, because of Birch Siyayin, you don't say Bashus, it just says Savri Mitam, Shinazbarak, doesn't need to ask Bashus. Brachas Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Bey says, the brought in water from the Tila, as long as he makes a bracha, he washes his hands first, the one who benches, so he should, the oldest one should not sit in his hand, meaning the most chashuv person shouldn't sit with his hands dirty while someone else washes. And other people wash their hands at the end, one after the other, and they're not mechaved in this thing, because they're not mechaved v'yadayim zahavas, and not going on a bridge, and not on roads, only a door that requires a mezuzah, or when you come in. The Ravid says, I don't know what is this, because the Gadol gives a shus for the katan for him to bench. And the reason is, so he should be ma'ayin b'chsa mazon while others are washing their hands. And when they are 100 people, then it's enough to have 5 people to be ma'ayin, not more. So he should be close to until sedayim to the benching. And this sedayim in between is not hefsik, but this is the way we understand it. Aruch Chaim Simon Kufpei Aleph Sivav. If there was subim alat till 5, you start from the one that ventures. And if they're more than that, you start from the youngest, and you do it the way they're sitting. And machabed one another to wash their hands till they get to the last five. And since it's not left over, only the last 5 that didn't wash their hands, you start from the one that ventures. The Rambam Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Beis says, you don't make a bracha on the besom till the plume goes up. How do you make a bracha? If the thing that was burnt that gave a smell is from a wood tree, you make b'ratz b'sam. If it was grass, is b'sam. If it was a mean of an animal or something, you make b'ratz mean of a sam. Arachaim Simeresh Tezvov Sif Yud Bey says, you make a bracha on mugmar, which is b'samim, that he used to do on coals to smell. When it goes up a plume of smoke, before it even reaches him, the smell reaches him. We should not make a bracha before the plume goes up. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tazayin Sif Yud Gimel says, the mugmar, if it's of a tree, make bar atzvah sam. If it's grass, makes bar izvah sam. So other meaning, it makes bar minhav sam. The Rambam Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Bey says, you don't make a bracha mugmar until the plume goes up. And we already said this Rambam, so we're not going to repeat it again. The Rambam Perek Tes, Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says, just like this person is forbidden to have a gnaw from a food or a drink before the bracha, so too it's also to have a gnaw from a good smell before you make a bracha. And what do you make a bracha on a rechtoiv? If it was something that a tree or a type of tree make bar atzvah sam. If it was grass or a type of grass, it make bar izvah sam. If it wasn't not tree, not from the ground, for instance, mur, which is type of an animal, makes bar minhav sam. If it was a peri that's roi lachila, like an esrog or an apple, it makes bar shnosam type rechtoiv peris. On all of them, if you said bar minhav sam, is yoitza. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Tez, Zayin Sivbei says, if this that comes out of good smell is a tree, or a type of tree, makes bar atzvah sam. If it's grass, makes bar izvah sam. If it's not a tree, and it's not a type of grass, like musk, you make bar izvah sam. If it was a tree, that's a peiris, right? Lachila makes an esrog type of peiris. That's dafka, you took it to smell, or to eat and to smell. But if you took it to eat it and it didn't have a mind to smell it, even though he smells it, it doesn't make a bracha on the smell. And all that if you said by mirav sam is yetsa. Therefore, on anything that is specific of what it is, makes by mirav sam. On muscat oil and on canola oil and clow and all the sam that are edible, you make bracha on the table of papers. The Rambam Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says, oil of a fasimini chietzu, you make a bracha by shemen orev. But Shemazayas that was pickled or they ground till it gets back to a good smell, he makes boy atzvah sam. Oil that they put in basam, like Shemen Mishkan, you make boy min of basam. If they brought Shemen and a Hadas, he makes first on the Hadas and partners the oil because one brach is for both and that's atzeh basam. Shulchan Aruch says, on afrasimini oil, he makes boy Shemen Arev. This is based on Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin Sif Dalet. The Rambam Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Gimel says, of assuming oil and chietz, where you make bar shemen orif. But shemazayas that was pickled or ground till it gets good smell, make bar atzvah sam. Oil, they put the sam in like shemen mishkan, make bar min of sam. They brought oil and a hadas, makes bracha on the hadas, and part is the oil because the one bracha of a boat, that's atzvah sam. Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin Sif Hei says, shemazayas that they ground or crushed till it gets good smell, makes bar atzvah sam. Then we have Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Rambam says in Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, Hashasha rose or leaves of the water make bar atzvah sam. Nargis of a garden make bar atzvah sam. And of a field make bar izvah sam. There, which is rose and rose water and levina and mastakich, it's when you make bar atzvah sam. These are all trees. Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin Siv Zayin says Simlik and Chilfid Yam, which is violets, make bar atzvah sam. Simlik, some say is rosemary, some say is jasmine. And some say it's a grass that has three rows of leaves, one on top of the other, and every row has three leaves. Chilfa diyami shaboy lasnei jikon ishpek. Okay? The Rambam Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Vav. We already said it, so we won't repeat it. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin Sif Tes says, Nargis, which is Chavetzel Sasharon, some say it's Liri row. If it grows in the garden, make bar atzvah sam. If it grows in the field, you make bar izvah sam, that's like grass. Shulchan Aruch says sigli, which is violets, make bar izvah sam. This is Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin Sif Ches. The Rambam in Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says, this we said already, we'll repeat it, just like it's also a person to have a no from a maicha mashka before a drink, so too it's also to have a no with a good smell before the bracha. How do you make a bracha on a good smell? If it was something that has from wood, or a type of wood, make atzvah sam. If it was grass, or a type of grass, make izvah sam. If it was not from the tree, not from the ground, for instance, myrrh, which is from an animal, makes bar minhav sam. It was a fruit, that's roi lachila, for instance, an esrog or an apple, makes bar shnos tev rech tev aperis, and everything that's said bar minhav sam is yoitza. There, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tes Zayin Sif Bei says, if this that comes out of rech eitz, or a type of eitz, makes bar atzvah sam. If it's something that comes out of grass, it's bar izvah sam. If it's not a tree, not a grass like musk, you make bar minhav sam. If it was a fruit, that's roi lachila, makes rech tev rech tev aperis. That's dafka if you took it to smell or to eat and to smell. But if you took it to eat, but he didn't have a mind to smell it, even though it gives off a good smell, it doesn't make a bracha. And all these, if you said Bayan Rasam is Yeritza. Therefore, anything that's Mesupik, it makes Bayan Rasam. On muscat, and on canola, and clow, and other Rasam that are meant to be eaten, make Bracha Shnos and Ektaiba Peres. Brachas, Perik Yud, Alach Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, someone sees nice people that are very fixed up, or nice trees, he makes Shekochalai Bailama. Someone goes out to the fields or the gardens in days of Nisan and he sees trees sprouting and leaves coming up. He makes bracha to Shokhanam, who are with Brius Tavis and Lanus Tavis, the noise, Kadel Lahanus, remember the Adam. Shokhanarach, Arachayim Simmer Reish Chav Vav, Sif Aleph says, someone goes out in the days of Nisan and sees trees that have come out, give off bloom. So bracha to Shokhanam, 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 Brius Tavis, the Lanus Tavis, Lahanus, remember the Adam, and he doesn't make a bracha only once a year. And if he delayed to make the bracha till after the pears grew, he should not make the bracha anymore. The Rambam Brachas Perek Tes Halacha Aleph says, we already did this Rambam, that you have to make a bracha on smell just like you have to make up food. And the Shachnach Archaim Simereish Tazayin Sifalo says, you not have enough from a good smell till you make a bracha before you smell, but afterwards you don't have to make a bracha achrein. The Rambam in Hilchas Deis, Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches says, someone gives this musa to his friend, should not speak to him tough till he embarrasses him, because it says the Sisal of Chait. This is what Chum said, you can give musa, but if it's changed, if his face colors, how I would think you might be able to do it. So it says the Sisal of Chait. When you see the person now embarrassed, a Jew, Navadin Abraham, even though the one embarrassed his friend doesn't get malchus, it's still a bit sin. Chacham said it's better to, someone's mom, doesn't have a chet. Therefore, a person should be nizim not to embarrass someone. But Rabban, whether it's a cotton or a godel, and shouldn't call him by a name that he's embarrassed, should not speak in front of him something he gets embarrassed from. When do we say this? Dafka, that's been on the chaver. But if we didn't have charot to say so, we embarrass him, Rabban, and we fast him as chet, and we curse him in front of him, and we embarrass him and curse him out till he does tshuva, just like the Nevi'im and Klal Yisrael used to do. The Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel says, oil of farsimony or other things like this, you make bar Hashem and Orev. But Hashem Zayis that was crushed or ground, till it gets a good smell, you make bar Atzav Sam. Oil that they put with some in it, like Shem and Mishka, you make a bar Minav Sam. They brought Shem and Hadas, you make a bracha on the Hadas and Pat is the oil because it's one bracha of a both, which is Atzav Sam. Shechlach Archaim Simresh Tezayin Sifidal says, if they brought a Hadas and oil to smell, if the brachas are equal, you make a bracha on the Hadas and Pat is the oil. And if they're not equal, you make a bracha on the Hadas first. The Rambam brachas per Zayin Aloch Yidal says, if there was wine, they bring a kois that holds a revius, or one of the revius, and bring b'sam. He holds the wine in his right hand, b'sam in his left hand, and makes a bracha samazin. Then he makes a bracha on the wine, and afterwards he makes a bracha on the b'sam. If the b'sam was shem and ariv, a sweet oil, a chayetzavoy, he smears on the top of the shamash. If the shamash was a tamachach, he smears on the wall, he shouldn't go out with him to the street. And the rabbi says, I'm wondering, if a kosh of bracha, he says this to Gemara, why should he hold the b'sam in his left hand? And what seref does he have to be torah to wash his hand from b'sam until he finishes the bracha? We're not explaining it only on wine shirushus, for instance, or boisim rishus. Mekal mokayim is makdim, whatever's chavitim, or whatever's chashitim, and we said that wine is more chashu, atkan shayna. The Rambam, brachas, perek tes, halacha dal, says, if you had boisim, it's called eitz, and boisim, it's called esev, one bracha does not pass. Not one of these brachas patas the other one. He makes them each one separately. But if they brought wine and oil, he holds the wine in his right hand and the oil in his left hand, he makes a bracha on the wine, drinks it, and then he makes a bracha on the oil and he smells it, and smears on top of the shamash. If the shamash was tamal chacham, he smears his hands on the wall. Arachaim, simereish vav, sif dalad, says, anything that you make a bracha to eat or to smell, you have to hold it in your hand when you make the bracha. The Rambam at Hilchos Deis Perek Hey, Halacha Tes says, a malbush of a Talmid Chacham has to be nice and clean. He's not allowed to find even in his clothing a stain or oil stain. He should not dress himself not a king's clothing like gold and purple wool that everyone will stare at him, and not a poor person's clothing that's embarrassing himself. He has to wear a begodim average one, a nice ones. He should not you should not see his flesh underneath his shirt. They should not wear flax clothing, which is see-through, and which are very light, which they used to make in Egypt, and shouldn't have very heavy clothing like the gaseruach. up to his ankle, and his hand, his sleeve should be till his fingers. And he should not lower his talus because it looks like a gasaruch. Only in Shabbos alone. If he doesn't have anything to change, then he can lower his clothing and make it longer. He should not put on shoes that have patches on it, patch in the summertime. But in the wintertime, it's mutter if he's a poor person. And he should not go out with perfume, not in his clothing that are smelly. And he should not put on perfume in his hair. But if he smears his flesh for boysen to take away the schwitz, his mutter. Soto shouldn't go out alone at night unless he has his man kavua that he always goes to learn. All these are because of chashad. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin says, a Talmid Chacham should not scream while he speaks like behemoths and chayes. He should not raise his voice too hard. He should speak calmly with people. And when he speaks with nachas, he should be careful. He should not go far away, that looks like a gaser ruach. He's makim shalom to every person, so people should be happy with him. He should have done kalad makav schus. Speaks in Yenim's praise. He doesn't speak about someone else's gnus. He has to love peace and run after peace. If he sees that his words help and get listened, he says. If not, he's quiet. How? He should not be Maratz's friend while he's angry. He should not ask him on a nether while he made a nether till he cools off and then he rests. He should not be Menachem when his mace is lying in front of him because he's bald, he has to bury him. So to all these things. He should not see his friend look at him when he's ruined. He should ignore him then, and he should not lie, he should not add, he should not diminish. Only do b'shalom chiyotzven. The rule of thumb is he doesn't speak only to b'chachma or k'mus chasad b'chiyotzven, and he should not talk with a woman in the street, even if it's wife or a sister or his daughter. The Rambam Chasdeis Perek Hey, Allah Chabay says, when a chacham eats a little bit, that's proper. Should not eat it only in his house at a table. Should not eat it in the store, not in the market. Only because of Tzarech Gadol, so it shouldn't become detrimental in front of people. Should not eat by Amoritz. Should not eat on those tables that are full of Tzoya. And he should not increase his meals in every place, even with chacham. Should not eat in sudas that have a lot of gatherings, and it's not right for him to eat only a sudas shavitzu avad, like a sudas erison on a sun. And that's dafka tam chacham that married a vas tam chacham. Stikim chassidim sharim didn't eat a suda that didn't belong to them. Last halacha deis perek hey, halacha ches says a tam chacham should not go b'koyim zikufa like a bagayva with his neck stretched out. As it says, "V'telachan tuyas goren u'mashakas enayim." Should not go eko. It's good to take small steps. But nachas like women, gaseruch. Like it says, "Holach u'tofav telachan v'gleim techasena." And should not run in shusravim like those mashagorim. Should not go bent over like someone who has a hunchback. He has to look down just like he's standing and davening. And he goes in the market in the street like a person who's busy with his asakim, his business. Also, from a person how a person walks, you can see if he's a chacham or a baldas. Or is a shaita or a fool. Said to Shlomo, said in Schachma, Gam bederech kashasachal hoylech liboy choser. And it says, V'omal akol sachal hu. He's madian everyone that he's a fool by the way if he walks like a fool. So it's very important to act like a Talmid Chacham, so these people shouldn't accuse you of not being one. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Mem Gimel.